Chapter 14. The increase of Big Brother computers. The seventh place they're installing Big Brother cameras on the ground right now is in our homes. This is something people desperately need to hear, especially if they're one of those who are still rebelling, unfortunately, after all that we've seen with this Big Brother technology. They still say they don't need God, they don't need Jesus, you Christians are a bunch of wackos. If I'm left behind in the 7-year tribulation, I'm just going to stay in my house, and they can't get me. Ha. 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 Really? You really think the Antichrist hasn't thought about that one? You need to read your Bible. Even Jesus said your house is not going to be safe during the 7-year tribulation. You need to get saved right now and avoid the whole thing. But don't take my word for it. Let's listen to God's.
Matthew 24:15-22. So when you see standing in the holy place the abomination that causes desolation, spoken of through the prophet Daniel, let the reader understand, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let no one on the roof of his house go down to take anything out of the house. Let no one in the field go back to get his cloak. How dreadful it will be in those days for pregnant women and nursing mothers. Pray that your flight will not take place in winter or on the Sabbath. For then there will be great distress, unequaled from the beginning of the world until now and never to be equaled again. If those days had not been cut short, no one would survive, but for the sake of the elect those days will be shortened.
In this passage we see that Jesus clearly says that during the 7-year tribulation, after the Antichrist shows his true colors and goes into the rebuilt Jewish temple to declare himself to be God, at the halfway point, the abomination of desolation spoken of by the prophet Daniel, that the only option for these people at this time is to what? To flee, right? To get out of there now in quick flight, right? Chop, chop. Get out of there now. Why? Because again, as we saw before, Zechariah said it's going to be a horrible time of slaughter. Just the Jewish people alone, 2/3 RDS of them are going to be annihilated at this time.
Zechariah 13:8-9. In the whole land, declares the Lord, 2/3 will be struck down and perish, yet 1/3 will be left in it. This third I will bring into the fire, I will refine them like silver and test them like gold. They will call on my name and I will answer them, I will say, they are my people. And they will say, the Lord is our God.
Again, this is a good news, bad news passage for the Jewish people. They finally wake up at this point and realize that Jesus is the one and only Messiah, that's great, but it comes at a horrible price. 2/3 perish. But Jesus not only tells these people left behind what they should do, including the Jewish remnant, i.e., flee to the mountains, but he also tells them what they should not do. He said, whatever you do, don't flee to where? Your house, right? It says it right there. And this is important for those who think their homes will always be the safest place on the planet, or maybe, somehow, they can make their home the safest place on the planet with all their survival gear and stuff. Think again. Listen to Jesus. Has it ever occurred to you that all this lying, deceptive system of the Antichrist that is being built right now before our eyes has also figured out a way to make our homes into a Big Brother paradise as well? Well, guess what? They already have. Not coming, but already here. Now, as I've mentioned before, they not only have radar guns that can peer through concrete walls and see you if you try to hide, in any building, including your home, and satellites in orbit, and drones in the sky that do the same thing. But, skipping over that aspect. The first way they're getting even more invasive with our homes is with computers. You see, not only does everybody just have to have a cell phone, as we saw before, which are great for tracking, watching, and listening to everything we do, but hey, everybody's got to have a computer too, right? At least one. And by the way, that's all a cell phone is a sophisticated computer, just smaller. Who cares if you only use your home computer at home just to play games? It too has become one of the biggest bugging, tracking, monitoring devices ever invented by man. And since we keep them at home, guess where they get to monitor us? Right there too. And the first way we're being monitored in our home by our computers is with data tracking. Believe it or not, as we saw before, every search you perform online, including on Google, goes into a giant database which is then used to keep a profile on our habits and interests. Not only Facebook and the other social media giants, but internet search engines also track which links you click during your search, and then they use that information to place targeted ads into your browser. This is another reason why, when you look for tourist spots in Hawaii on your computer, that all of a sudden, ads for airline tickets to Hawaii start popping up everywhere. It's not just on the cell phone and social media doing this, it's also computer search engines. It's all interconnected and they're using it all to track us. In fact, Google not only admits it, they even invite you to come check it out.
The Hill reports. Google will now let you see everything that you searched for over the weekend. An unofficial social blog highlighted a new feature to find everything that you have ever searched for. Users should go to Google Web History, click the gear icon, download and then create an archive on your search history data. The web company promises that in a few moments, it will send an email of downloadable cache data about past searches.
That includes yours, mine, everyone's. So, there you have it. Whether you realize it or not, all your computer activity is being watched, monitored, and cataloged. And one of the ways they do that is with these things called cookies. These are electronic cookies they put on your computer to secretly track your every move. Believe it or not, in a very short amount of computer activity, you could have won thousands of them watching your every move, like this guy found out.
Jeffrey A. Fowler, WP reports. Chrome lets web trackers follow you around in a way that might freak you out in the real world. Imagine you are just out and about browsing, minding your own business. But at the very first place you visit, you get joined by one of these. A cookie. He belongs to an advertising network or data tracker. In other words, he's a spy. What is pesky about cookies is that they stick with you, allowing nosy companies to tag along with you to the other places you browse. The more places you go, the more cookies you collect. They attach at the pants you looked in at one shop and start following you around everywhere you go. Tracker cookies come from lots of companies that you probably never heard of, but the number one cookie maker is Google. The same company that makes the number one web browser, Chrome. Can I get coffee? He asks. And she answers as she takes the order, a coffee. Google makes most of its money by targeting ads, so no wonder Google's doesn't do much to stop the surveillance. You never know where you will find a cookie. Over time, cookies help data companies build profiles, other interests, incomes, places, and personalities. These profiles can shape what you see online, including the prices you get charged for the products. In a week of regular web browsing, you might get tagged by more than 10,000 third-party cookies.
10,000 of those things are following me around in just a week. How long have you owned your computer? Think of how many thousands upon thousands must be following you around now. No wonder it runs so slow. But here's the point. So much for being anonymous and hiding out in your house during the 7-year tribulation. What you search for, and whatever activity you're doing on the computer is being tracked and watched and monitored and cataloged whether you realize it or not, whether you want it to or not. Just in time for the 7-year tribulation holocaust, just like Jesus said. Not even your home is going to be safe. They're going to know all your activity. And, believe it or not, it's not just companies that are doing this on our computers, so is the government. Under the guise of keeping us safe, they know everything we do on the computer, right now.
RT News reports. British intelligence has been running a secret mass surveillance program that tracks people's internet browsing around the world. It has emerged from new documents from whistleblower Edward Snowden. The program's code name is Karma. It analyzes web users' online habits by tracking which websites they visit and also logs which radio stations they listen to and traces them on social media and search history and puts this all together and cross-checks it to get the web profile of individuals to identify suspicious activities.
Including somebody trying to hide out in the 7-year tribulation who refuses to worship the Antichrist. They'll know what you're doing. They'll know your likes, your dislikes, your tendencies. In fact, they'll probably know you better than you. All that you do on the computer is giving them that profile. And if you think it's just the British government doing this, you're wrong. It's our own and other governments around the world. But it gets even worse than that. These same entities are not only tracking all your activity on the computer, but if they don't like something you're researching, or trying to report on with the computer and attempt to share it with others, they'll hack into your computer and take you out and silence you. Watch what happened to this reporter.
Fox News reports. Cheryl Atkinson was the CBS News reporter investigating the Obama administration when she discovered last year that two of her computers were repeatedly hacked. After meeting with a confidential source at McDonald's, he told her that he was shocked and flabbergasted by his examination of her computer. A consultant hired by CBS confirmed the hacking. The intruders deleted some files and accessed others, including one on the Benghazi attack. At once, her iMac began wiping out files at hyperspeed before her eyes. Cheryl Atkinson. Numerous independent analysis has confirmed what we had said earlier about unauthorized intrusion by sophisticated entities at both my work computer and my home.
At her what? Her home? Where have I heard that before? So, if you speak up against or disagree with a political figure and try to share that information with someone, they will come and take you out even at your home. This behavior is already going on, just in time for the 7-year tribulation. And again, for those of you who unfortunately find yourself in the 7-year tribulation and you think you're going to be safe at home, monitoring all the events of the Antichrist in order to avoid his snare, share that information with your fellow bug-out shelter buddies, who also didn't need Jesus, you better wake up. You're toast. The only secure connection to make is to get saved right now through Jesus Christ and avoid the whole thing. But it's even worse than that. They are not only monitoring what you do on the computer, but they are also monitoring you with the computer. Which leads us to the second way we're being monitored in our home, by our computers, is with built-in microphones. That's right, just like with cell phones, computers also have the ability to track you, and listen to you as well, just like a cell phone, with their own built-in microphones of which most people are clueless. Granted, maybe you don't see it there, but these microphones are always listening to what you say on your computer like this guy shares.
Live report. Today I'm going to be doing a live test to see if Google is always listening on your microphone. Okay, this has been in the news just in the last few days. A lot because of Mark Zuckerberg. He's been addressing Congress and the Senate in the United States. Answered a lot of questions about user privacy, and particularly one question has been coming up a couple of times, which is whether or not Facebook is always listening with the microphones to better target advertising to you. I can't speak it out loud yet because I have to do a test first. This is the subject we are going to talk about, okay? And he holds up a sign that says, Dog Toys. So, I think I can start talking about that subject now. I have to close everything first though. So, dog toys. I want to buy some dog toys for my dog. Because I love my dog and he deserves all the best toys in the world, so maybe we can find him some really nice dog toys. Some really nice toys for dogs. Maybe some calm or plush animals, maybe some dog toys near me. Maybe some black or red ones. I don't know what colors dogs care about, but hopefully they like colored dog toys from time to time. Let's see, a weasel or dog bed, or something he can chew on, you know. Dog toys near me or affordable dog toys are good for me. As a consumer, I am looking for the most affordable items that I can get for my dog. Yes, dog toys are what I am most interested in right now. I need something right now. Dog toys. I have money right now in my wallet. I will take it out and give it to whomever is selling dog toys, is what I am trying to say. Alright everybody, that's enough, so let's get back online. Oh my, it's right there. Everybody bury your microphones. Oh no, there's dog toys right here. On his computer screen. So, let's click on this ad and see where it takes us. PRIcefalls.com. Well everybody, I think that is conclusive evidence that your microphones are always listening.
From where? From your computer at home or office or wherever you have one. How many of you realize that was going on? Yeah, almost none. It's bad enough they're doing that with a cell phone, but now even the computer. Which means, even if you don't own one, think about it, all you have to do is go near one and they'll be listening to everything you say. Which includes, for those who are unfortunately left behind in the 7-year tribulation for rejecting Jesus, they'll know if you're worshiping the Antichrist and whether or not you're trying to hide out in your home. You should have listened to Jesus. The computers are listening to you. But that's not all. The third way we're being monitored in our home by our computers is with webcams. That's right, folks. Who's watching who? Whether you realize it or not, spying on people via their webcams from their computers is not just happening, but it's become so commonplace that they now have whole YouTube channels of people posting what they're watching and spying on from other people's webcams after hacking into them. And one of the terms they use for this is called RATTers, which stands for Remote Access Tools, a RAT. And, as we saw before, it was such a big concern that even Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook admitted that he places tape over his webcam on his computer. Remember that? Gee, I wonder why. Well, maybe he knows something we don't. Believe it or not, it's not paranoia, even secular experts are saying it's a good thing to do. Cover your webcam.
Tech Insider reports. Should you cover your laptop camera with tape for security? Liam Omerku, Symantec Director of Security. It's not actually paranoia, but we do see cases where people will get onto your computer and activate your camera and will look at what you are doing. You see that quite a lot. Mark Zuckerberg is the type of person who will probably be targeted from even other governments to understand what he is doing, where he wants to go, what are his business plans. They do all sorts of things. They take screenshots of what is going on. We have actually had cases where people have been arrested and have gone to prison for taking pictures of people in their bedrooms and blackmailing them with that information. Not just on your computers, on your home cameras, your TV monitors, your security cameras in your home. Hackers can get into those and see the stream of video inside your home. So, it's not really paranoia and you probably should cover your camera.
So, Mark Zuckerberg wasn't paranoid after all. He knew what none of us did. They really are watching you on your computer through your webcam at home. And did you see it wasn't just your webcam, but any camera you have in your home they were hacking into and monitoring you. But as you saw, secular experts are saying this is not paranoia, it's not just for Mark Zuckerberg or the lunatic fringe who wear that tinfoil hat thingy. We too need to be concerned about this. Oh, and by the way, have you noticed that virtually all new laptops and all new desktop monitors have built-in webcams in them whether you wanted one or not? I wonder why. In fact, it has become so commonplace and easy for people to hack into other people's computers, including their webcams, that this guy decided just to do it to prank his friends.
YVF reports. Every time I turn around there is something else in the news about the government spying on us. The hackers can actually hack into your webcam and spy on you in the privacy of your own home on your own computer. I decided to put this to the test, so I'm going to spy on my own friends and family members today and we will see how they feel when they find out that someone is watching them. Okay, we are live, we are in. She has no idea we are watching her. As they look at another person, we are in. I've never seen that room before. So, they dial him up on the phone and watch him as he answers. He answers, Jack, and they reply, Hey buddy, how you doing? Where are you? He answers, At home in Idaho. As they are watching him rub something on his lips, they say to him, You should get some brand name something to put on your lips. He all of a sudden gets this strange look on his face. What? Jack? Then they go to another person. A girl is in her bedroom. They send her a text saying, Don't bite your nails. She has her finger in her mouth. She stops what she is doing to look at her phone and they look around her room. The guys are laughing at how she is trying to figure out how anyone knows she is biting her nails. They then go back to the guy that was putting something on his lips. He asks them, What, did you hear me putting something on? They answer, Yes, we heard the cap coming off. Hey, write this down. Do you have a pen or something? Right at this time he is holding a pen up to his mouth with a flower on the end. He answers, Yes, hold on, and he puts the flower down to pick up another pen. But they say to him, Hey, isn't that a pen, isn't that flower a pen? He says, Yes, it is, how did you know? He has such a puzzled look on his face and the two guys are cracking up. They ask, Know what? He replies, that it is a flower pen. They laugh some more. He is looking all around the room to see if they are hiding somewhere to see what he is doing. Are you in here? He asks. Now we go to another room where a third friend is looking at a picture album. As they watch her, they tell her, You just turned the page. She holds her phone out in front of her and says, Can you see me? He replies, What, can I see you? What is that supposed to mean? Now we are back to the first girl. She is sitting on the floor going through her closet. He sends her a text and says, You don't need to get on your knees, just bend over and pick it up. She jumps to her feet and again starts looking around the room to see if they are hiding. The girl looking at the album is also stunned. They tell her to take the photo that she is looking at, the one she just touched. The guy with the flower is now rubbing the flower on his lips. The guys watching him say, How does that flower feel on your lips? They are laughing and he is looking around the room and asks, Why are you laughing? How do you know I have a flower? Jack, how do you know I have a flower?
They answer him, we are looking at you through your webcam, Christian.
He looks at his webcam in surprise. He didn't know they could do this, and they all laugh. He puts a little purple sticky note on his lip and asks if they can see that. They all laugh, and the guys tell him it says laugh on it.
He takes it off and turns it over and that is what it says, and they all laugh again.
Now they are back to the girl in the closet. She says, that is so creepy, how did you know how to do that?
Yeah, and if that guy can do that, then do you think the professionals are going to have any trouble doing it? Do you think the Antichrist and the false prophet are going to have any problem doing it in the 7-year tribulation? No way. I'll say it again, there is no safe place to hide in the 7-year tribulation, not even in your home. How many times do I need to say it? Listen to Jesus. Don't make the biggest mistake of your life. Do not go back to your house. Don't think that it's going to be safe. Get saved now. All this computer technology is ensuring that all people will be monitored and watched at all times in the 7-year tribulation wherever you go. There is no way to escape except through Jesus. But that's still not all. The fourth way we're being monitored in our home by our computers is with bogus media. You see, the computer technology is getting so sophisticated that even for those of you who think at this point, incredibly so, that you still don't need Jesus, you don't need to get saved, Christians are a bunch of wackos, what you're going to do is just simply get rid of all your computers in the 7-year tribulation from your home, and so this way they won't be able to find you, let alone see what you're up to, you're safe. Really? You better think again. Because we have already given them tons of video recordings and tons of hours of our speaking via the cell phones or computers, or even social media uploads. And now these same computers can make us say and do anything they want us to create an excuse for them to come and round you up at your home. Don't believe me? This is how easy it is now to make anybody say anything they want you to say.
Jordan Peele. Let's hear from Ziyu Jin about Photoshop voiceovers. Please welcome to the stage Ziyu Jin. Ziyu Jin. Hello everyone. You guys have been making weird stuff online with photo editing. We are going to do something today, like do something to human speech, like what you said at your wedding. So, let's get on with it. Well, I have obtained this piece of audio of Michael talking to Peele about how he felt after getting nominated. There is a pretty interesting joke here, so let's just hear it. The audio says, I jumped out of bed and kissed my dogs and my wife, in that order. Ziyu Jin. So how about we mess with who he actually kissed? You may be thinking that you are pretty familiar with Photoshop, but we are not quite used to audio waveforms. How can we do this? Well, I have good news for you. Introducing Project Voco. Project Voco allows you to add speech and text, so let's bring it up. I just load this audio piece into Voco and we have this. As you can see, we have the audio waveform above it and we have the text down there, and when we play back, the text and audio should play back at the same time, so let's try it. The audio says, and I kissed my dogs and my wife. Ziyu Jin. So suppose Michael wants to send this audio to his wife and he actually wants his wife to go before the dogs. So, what do we do? Copy and paste. Let's do it. Now let's listen. The audio says, and I kissed my wife and my dogs. Ziyu Jin. Wait, there is more. We have to type something that's not here. So I actually heard that on that day our Michael actually kissed our Jordan, so to recover the truth, let's do it. So, let's take the word secrets out too and also type the word Jordan, and here we go. Audio says, I kissed Jordan and my dogs. Ziyu Jin. The last is we not only type words but small phrases. So, we remove these words and put in 3 times. Audio says, I kissed Jordan 3 times.
This technology is not only here now, but it can be used against anybody to create an excuse to round you up in your home. Think about it. This is the perfect tool to make anyone into a so-called bad guy or terrorist or any other threat to society and take them out. I mean, how can you deny it? Didn't you hear what they said? It's all over the internet and the news. They were criticizing the government, the Antichrist, the false prophet. When the whole time it was fake. It was all computer generated. You didn't say anything of the sort, but nobody else will know. the perfect tool to get rid of anyone they want, just in time for the 7-year tribulation. But that's not all. They can not only Photoshop your photos and voice, but now they can even Photoshop your face, making your face say whatever they want as well. It's called deepfake videos, and even the government is getting concerned about it.
Today's show reports. From the moment we wake up, the unending stream of videos scream for our attention, but how good are you at spotting a fake? The so-called deepfakes can be awfully convincing. Jennifer Lawrence at the Golden Globes. This is truly surprising to me. Today's show. You have probably seen Jennifer Lawrence at the Golden Globes in this deepfake makeover with Steve Buscemi face lined over hers. If you didn't know the real Jennifer Lawrence, you might be convinced that this is real. But get this, creating fake photos and videos are very easy. Some apps let users feed in hundreds of thousands of images to create a fake video. Like adding Nicolas Cage's face to movies he was never in. Scarlett Johansson had slam hackers post her face on a porn actor's video. Or the video of a researcher seemingly changing President Bush's facial expressions. Look closely. Is that really President Obama lacing a speech with profanities? President Obama. I would never say these things, especially in a public address, but someone else would. Someone like Jordan. Today reports. To show how easily it can be done, cybersecurity expert Teresa Payton uses the video on me. She puts a face on mine using a program free on the internet. Teresa Payton. We can actually take a topic that you were talking about, which is completely different, mash it up and make you say something in the real newscast so that if you were saying something in the positive, we could change it to a negative. Today reports. Teresa's videos were done using crude programs that were available for free on the internet. Already much more sophisticated software makes it difficult to tell what is real and what is not. Wall Street Journal reports. The concern now is that foreign governments with deep pockets could flood American social media with deepfakes to influence voters in the next election. Changing photos in history used to be tedious and technical. In one photo, Stalin had a secret police official removed from photos when he fell out of favor. Hollywood has had the wherewithal for decades to make computer-generated fakes like in the movie Forrest Gump. Tom Hanks meeting with John F. Kennedy. Now fast forward to where we are today and the last few years, we see a whole new generation of fake content. In the meantime, the fakes are getting ever more sophisticated. There is a lot happening very, very quickly right now. Wall Street Journal reports, this professor shows us the cutting-edge research that has been publicly discussed in the field. The newest generation of fake videos are not only headshots that are being manipulated, but actually full-body manipulation. And one of these videos includes me. I'm not a very good dancer. I'm not as good as Bruno Mars, but I can be. The superimposed software scans Mars' movements and then renders my video to make my movements match his. The dance video was synthesized by 3 Berkeley students and overseen by a computer science professor. Professor. Now what you do is basically, you feed into the system a whole bunch of images of the person you want to target on the right, and you have someone as the puppet master on the left, and it synthesizes what you want. Then I superimpose a voice synthesis of Putin, President Trump, whoever it is. Imagine the following scenario. The video comes out with Donald Trump saying, I have just launched weapons against North Korea. That video goes onto Twitter and goes viral in 30 to 60 seconds. North Korea responds in another 60 seconds before anybody figures out that the video is fake. How are we going to believe anything anymore that we see?
Including somebody in the 7-year tribulation that they want to take out by making them look like a terrorist. So, they create a deepfake video and the illusion is complete. Technology that is not coming, but already here. I mean, how can you deny that? I didn't just hear you, I saw you say it. You're a terrorist. You need to be rounded up right in your own home. This is starting to sound like that movie, The Running Man, in the 1980s that featured Arnold Schwarzenegger, remember that? It featured a society, a totalitarian state in, get this, the year 2019, where at that time they were able to manipulate a video of Arnold to make him out to look like he was a crazy, wacko, terrorist, dangerous guy, as an excuse to round him up. So much for this being a science fiction movie. It's become our current reality. They hit the date right on the nose. 2019 is right. And just to make sure that everybody falls for it, just like in the Running Man movie, all they have got to do is replay the deepfake video over and over again on all the media outlets to brainwash people into thinking it's true. Then just like with Arnold, they'll be cheering on our arrest too. And if you don't think they would do stuff like that, they already are. Remember, it's 2019. The date is precise. Here's proof that the media is all interconnected, reading off the same fake script.
Fox 29 News reports. Hi, I'm Fox's Jessica Headley. And I'm Ryan Wolf. KATU2 News and Fox 29 together. Our greatest responsibility is to serve our Treasure Valley communities. ABC 4 News. The El Paso Las Cruces communities. Fox 28 News. The Iowa communities. Fox 66 News. The Michigan communities. Channel 4 News. We are extremely proud of the quality balanced journalism that 4 News produces, but all the news channels say the exact same words at the exact same time. We are concerned about the fake news stories plaguing our country. Eyewitness News KBAK. Plaguing our country. The sharing of bias and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming is some media outlets publish the same fake stories without checking the facts first. All the news channels say the exact same words at the same time. The sharing of the false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming is some media outlets publish the same fake stories without checking the facts. It is extremely dangerous to our democracy. Fox 29. It is extremely dangerous to our democracy. KATU 2. It is extremely dangerous to our democracy. Local 12. It is extremely dangerous to our democracy. News 4, Fox 11, Fox 28, and many more. It is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
Welcome to the Running Man Show, where fake-generated, manipulated news is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week across the globe. Where you can have anyone say and do anything you want and replay that thing across the planet to brainwash people to take out those resistors. Just in time for the 7-year tribulation and the resistors who said they didn't need Jesus, and that Christians are a bunch of wackos. You should have listened to Jesus. You should have gotten saved and avoided the whole thing. And that's precisely why, out of love, God has given us this update on the final countdown, tribulation rising concerning modern technology and the AI invasion, to show us that the tribulation is near and the second coming of Jesus Christ is rapidly approaching. And that's why Jesus himself said.
Luke 21:28, when these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near.
People of God, like it or not, we are headed for the final countdown. The signs of the 7-year tribulation are rising. Wake up. And so, the point is this. If you're a Christian here today and you're not doing anything for the Lord, shame on you. Get busy doing something for Jesus now. Stop wasting your life. We need you. Don't sit on the sidelines. Get on the front line and help us. Let's get busy working together, doing something splendid for Jesus with what time is left, and get busy saving souls. Amen? But if you're reading this today and you're not a Christian, then I beg you, please heed these signs, heed these warnings, give your life to Jesus now, because this monitoring system of the Antichrist and the false prophet is not going to lead to fun times and funny memes, but to a system that again allows them to have targeted assassinations. Don't fall for the lie. Take the way out now, the only way out now, through Jesus Christ, and avoid the whole thing, before it's too late. Amen?